This is session 5 of our audio tutorial, Introducing BookSense XT. Your host for this set of sound illustrated explorations is yours truly, B.T. Kimbrough. Please remember that Introducing BookSense XT is not designed to replace the user's manual, which was supplied along with your unit. What it will do is give you the opportunity to familiarize yourself with the commands and capabilities of the BookSense XT as you listen to what the device actually sounds like in both simple and advanced operations. In this session of the BookSense Audio Companion, we're going to be taking a look at the document reader. It's really quite different from the Daisy player, and you may well be asking yourself, why are there two different programs when the functions seem similar? The simple answer is that the Daisy format is quite a special case. It offers a lot of rich navigation possibilities. So with all the different heading levels that you can use for movement units in the Daisy player, it's not very difficult, once you have a little practice, to get to a particular point in a Daisy file. That's not to say that there aren't limitations. You can't land on a specific word, usually, but you probably can get to within a few seconds of the exact point you're looking for by using the rich facilities that are available for navigation in Daisy. Not so for more conventional documents, Microsoft Word files, text files, HTML files, XML files. These formats don't offer standard heading facilities. They don't offer navigation by chapter or by section. I'm not saying that Microsoft Word and HTML and XML don't offer headings, because they do, but there's no common ground between the kind of heading you'll find in a Microsoft Word document and the one in an XML document. So the BookSense reader that handles these files has to have a little more going on in terms of its capability to move around to find a particular passage quickly. I'm now in the media player. I'm going to find the mode control at the top of the unit on the left and press it twice.
Daisy, document reader.
And the system has placed us in the top of the file list in the document reader. This file list works a lot the same as the Daisy in the media player. You press the down arrow.
Dialogue Magazine, May, June 2009, doc.
And here's a document that we're going to do some actions on. Dialogue Magazine, May, June 2009. I'm taking advantage of the fact that I direct the organization that publishes Dialogue Magazine, so I know we're not going to get into any trouble no matter what we do with this document. Before I press the OK key and open this file, I want us to open the menu so I can show you the page settings.
Menu opened. Recent documents.
Recent Documents gives you a quick way to retrieve the files you've just been working on. Now, once again, we'll press the down arrow.
Page Settings. Dialog.
Page Settings. Let's see what that's all about. I'll press the right arrow.
Page Setting Dialog.
In the Page Setting Dialog, the top entry is for characters per line. The default is for 80, which is the number of characters you usually have on the line of a print screen. You can set this to anything you want to, from 60 up to 100. Right now, we'll leave it as it is and press the down arrow.
Line per page, 25, edit box.
Line per page, 25. That's the number of lines on a standard computer screen. You can set that to any number between 20 and 40. We'll leave it at 25, which is the default. Bear in mind that when you change these settings in this menu, it has nothing to do with changing the format of your file as you have it stored. It only has to do with how the BookSense will interpret your page commands, how it will separate your file into pages if the file isn't already separated into pages. If your file has page divisions, then you can tell it to honor those divisions. That's what this next field is all about.
Allow to separate page by form feed character. Allow. Combo box.
The form feed character is the way that most formats will tell a system where the end of the page is. And with this setting, you can tell BookSense to either honor or not honor form feed characters that already exist in the file. If you set the BookSense to honor the form feeds that are already there, you're essentially saying, use the page divisions that already exist in the file. Now, we haven't really made any changes in this menu, so rather than pressing OK to save anything, I'm going to use the cancel key, which is where the star key would be if this was a cell phone.
Cancel. Dialogue Magazine, May, June 2009, doc. 4 of 6.
So now we're back in the file list of the document reader, and I'm going to press OK and tell BookSense to open this file.
File open.
You'll hear the progress tones.
Succeed opening file. Start reading. Kimbrough, administrative assistant, Tisha Herring.
Now we have to hold our horses. We're getting a lot of information here. Believe it or not, the book sense has actually done us a favor and opened this file and begun reading exactly where I left off the last time I was using it. When you finish with a file temporarily, you don't have to leave a bookmark there. The book sense will remember where you were when you come back. But this time we don't want to be in the middle of the file. We probably want to start at the beginning. The way to get to the beginning of a file in the document reader quickly is to use our old friend the Move By Percent key. It's the same key that you would use to do that in the media player, which would be the 8 key. I'll press the 8 key.
0% reading. Enter the percentage. Edit box.
Enter the percentage. And I'm going to press the 0 to get to the very beginning of this document.
0.
And then press OK.
Move to 0%.
And there we are at the top of the document. Let's see what kind of movement is available to us in the document reader just by pressing the down arrow.
Page. Paragraph. Line. Sentence. Word. Character. Phonetic. Search word. All.
Okay, we got a lot of information there. We go down in ever-decreasing increments, starting with page, and then paragraph, line, sentence. Sometimes a sentence is shorter than a line. Word, character, phonetic, and finally, search word. Some of these are the conventional options that we use when we're reading on a computer screen. We read by line, we read by sentence, which really just basically says read until you come to the next punctuation. We read by paragraph, which essentially says go until you find a skipped line. Now these are the typical ways that you would probably want to read when you're going through long passages. But what if you're not sure how a word is spelled? What if you come to a proper name and the pronunciation doesn't tell you a thing about the spelling? Then you're going to want to use read by word, read by character, and even read by phonetic. Here's an example of how the system reads by phonetic.
P, Papa. E, Echo. O, Oscar. P, Papa. L, Lima. E, Echo.
Probably in most instances, you would just use the character mode to spell it out like this.
Character.
To find that word, as you were reading along, if you heard a word you're not sure of the spelling of, you would hit the pause control and then change the moving mode to read by word and probably use the left arrow to back up a few words until you come to the problem word and then switch to the read by character mode to spell it. For the most part, the reading modes of BookSense in document reader mode are pretty straightforward. The only one that might take some getting used to is the word search mode. The trick is, there's no way to type a word in the book sense. So, you have to highlight the word that you want to search for, and then use the left or right arrows to search for the last or the next occurrence of that word. Well, obviously, the inability to actually type the words you're searching for does restrict the usefulness of the search feature some, but you'll be surprised at how useful it can still be. If a document has a table of contents, that will present you with plenty of opportunities for searching for what you're looking for. Since this is a magazine that I have up here, it does have a table of contents. The easiest way to get there would be to use the down arrow to get to the page mode of moving.
Character, phonetic, search word, page.
Now I'm going to use the right arrow to advance myself from the very beginning and read until I come to something that sounds like a table of contents.
Publisher, Carol. MG No Trust Sale. Your will. You are invited. Work matters making it count by giving back by Sarah Ben. Pause.
Well, that sounds like a table of contents. It was the title of an article and there was an author there. So now I have quite a few options. If there's a particular author I'm looking for, I can find that name in the contents and search for the next occurrence of that word. If I'm looking for key topics, they will of course turn up in the titles of the articles in the contents. And so even if I'm not looking for a whole article, but I'm only looking for an occurrence of an important word somewhere in the magazine, chances are the contents will be the place to find it. So let's look around the contents and see if there's anything interesting here.
Editor's Welcome.
The first article is called The Editor's Welcome.
Notes from Readers.
And then there's Notes from Readers.
Connections by B.T. Kimbrough.
Connections by B.T. Kimbrough. Well, BookSense doesn't pronounce my name correctly, but I'm not going to sue. Why don't I go into word search mode and let's see if we can find that last name.
Paragraph, page, search word, phonetic, character, word.
There's the word mode. And I think what we were looking for was just behind us, so we're going to press the left arrow.
Kimbrough.
Yes, there's that name, Kimbrough. Now, let's go to search word and see what he's got going on in here.
Character. Phonetic. Search word, Kimbrough.
Search word, Kimbrough. So if I press the right arrow, I'll find out where the next occurrence of that name is.
Kimbrough and Gary C.
Now, the way to find out what is surrounding that territory is I have to go to another kind of movement mode.
Page. Paragraph. Line.
Let's try line mode. I'm going to press the right arrow.
Norman.
Oops, wrong direction. I've got to press the left arrow a couple of times.
The feature. The noise about quiet cars by B.T. Kimbrough and Gary C. Norman.
The noise about quiet cars, an article that I wrote with Gary C. Norman. So you have to change the mode once you actually get to the place where you find the search word in order to read the context. And just to review, you change your mode of movement with the up and down arrows, and then you do the looking around with your left and right. Let's review the other command keys. The 7 key provides you the go to page feature. BookSense will ask for the number of the page. You enter that number and then press the OK key. Not all of the documents you can read with a document reader will have page divisions, but this is useful for the ones that do. The 8 key is the move by percentage function. We've already mentioned that. The 4, 5, and 6 keys, this will be familiar, relate to speed. The 4 key slows you down. The 5 key gets you to speed 7, which is considered the normal reading speed, everyday conversation. And the 6 key speeds you up. You can go up to level 21 in speed. Keys 1, 2, and 3 do relate to marks, the same as they do in the media player and the Daisy player. Press 1, the prompt will say, enter mark. Enter the number for a mark, and that mark will be stored. You can store up to 1,000 marks. And there's something more. There are two kinds of marks you can use in the document reader. One is the standard mark, just like the ones in the media player. But if you press the 9 key, you'll hear it say,
switch to voice memo setting.
Switch to voice memo setting. Let's try setting a voice memo. To do that, let's go exactly to the halfway point in this great big document called Dialogue Magazine for May, June of 2009. I'll press the 8 key, which is go to percentage.
0% reading. Enter the percentage. Edit box.
And I will enter 50.
5. 0.
And press OK.
Move to 50%.
And the BookSense has taken us to the halfway point in this file. I'm not going to have it read because with the speaker up against the microphone, you probably can't understand much of what it says anyway. We'll take the BookSense's word for it. We're halfway through the file. Let's make a voice memo to that effect. The way to do that is to press the 1 key.
Start voice memo recording.
This is exactly halfway through the dialogue, May, June 2009. Now I'll press the OK key.
Stop recording. Enter the voice memo number. Edit box.
Enter the voice memo number. So I'll press number 1.
1.
And OK.
Voice memo has been inserted.
All right, now that our voice memo has been inserted, what can we do with it? Let's press the 2 key to go to a mark.
Go to voice memo number.
And since we have it set to voice memos, the BookSense has said go to a voice memo number. I'll press number 1.
1.
And enter OK.
Select what binding you want and how much you want to charge for the book.
BookSense has taken us to a place in the file. Now let's check and see where we are. We set this at 50%. Where are we?
50% reading.
We were at the 50% point, just where we set the mark. Now so far, this is behaving exactly like a mark. So how do we get the material in the voice memo that we recorded? To do that, we press the menu button. That's the rectangular box-like button near the top of the unit. And next, I'm going to press the down arrow.
Mark info. Dialogue.
Mark info. Let's press the right arrow and see if we get our voice memo.
Mark and voice memo information. Memo. 1. Position. 60,682 byte. 1 of 1.
This is exactly halfway through.
So, yes, indeed, there it is. It's a little bit distorted, so I won't make you listen to all of it. But if we had put some significant information there, we would be retrieving it, along with information about the exact placement of the mark, using the BookSense memo and the mark information section. Experiment with this feature. It could be a very powerful way to embed vital information at particular points in a file. It's not designed for long recordings. There's a 40-second limit for each voice memo. Exactly time for a comment on something important in the file or a note to yourself about something you want to look up later. So let's review the command keys. 1, 2, and 3 are for marks and voice memos. 1 sets a mark or a voice memo. 2 allows you to go to a particular mark or voice memo. 3 allows you to delete a numbered mark or voice memo. In all three cases, you tell BookSense what number you want to process and then press OK. 4, 5, and 6 relate to speed. 4 slows you down. 5 returns you to something like normal conversational speed. 6 speeds you up. 7 allows you to tell the BookSense what page you want to go to in your document. 8 allows you to move by percentage. 9 gives you a chance to choose either conventional marks or voice memos. Star is the cancel key. 0 gives you information about the file. And pound is the OK key. Your navigation modes for the BookSense document reader go down in size, beginning with page, and then paragraph, line, sentence, word, character, phonetic, and finally, search word. You'll find a complete list of the kinds of file formats the BookSense document reader will handle in the user's manual, which was supplied along with your unit.